welcome to the Tracy Sandler Show brought to you by Fevo. I am your host, Tracy Sandler, and I am coming to you from Indianapolis, Indiana, from the 2023 NFL Combine, where on Tuesday, San Francisco 49ers general manager John Lynch spoke with the media. He spoke at the podium, and then he spoke with the Bay Area media. So wanted to update you guys on all the news. As many of you probably know, Kyle Shanahan did not come for the second year in a row. They do Zoom calls with all of the players for interviews. So they find it's more productive to do it that way, especially coming from the West Coast. And of course, the 49ers have a new defensive coordinator in Steve Wilks with DeMeco Ryans, of course, the new head coach of the Houston Texans. So they are putting together the staff. They have a few openings or a few people to fill on offense, a few new faces. So long story short, Kyle Shanahan and the coaching staff are not here. They're doing everything via Zoom. John Lynch is here and, as I said, spoke with the media. So let's start with the subject that, of course, everybody loves to talk about all the time. We are going to start with quarterback Brock Purdy. And John Lynch gave us an update on Brock Purdy and his meeting with Dr. Meister, and they will see how the elbow looks in early March and if they can then do the surgery then. John Lynch said it was really impressive that the doctor made the decision not to do the surgery because it was the right decision and they want it to obviously work. And sometimes it's not the easiest decision to come to. So that's where they are with Brock Purdy. Of course, should the surgery still happen within these next few weeks, the hope is that Brock will be ready for that six-month timeline. Tim Kawakami and I talked last week that you never know with these things, and the 49ers should probably prepare maybe to be a month without him, but we'll see. Beyond that, John Lynch said they probably are going to have to take a look at the veteran quarterback market in addition to Brock and Trey Lance, because Trey Lance, also coming off an injury, injured his ankle in week two of the season that put him out for the season, as we all know, and then had a second injury in December. But John Lynch did say he's been watching Trey Lance throw and rehab. He doesn't see a limp. His understanding is that Trey is on track to be ready for OTAs. So time will tell if that actually is the case. But John Lynch did say that that was his understanding. He was asked about Jimmy Garoppolo and could Jimmy Garoppolo be that veteran quarterback? As you guys know, I believe that that is done. I think we all believe that it's done. And John Lynch flat out said today, nothing but thanks for everything Jimmy Garoppolo has done for the organization. But he feels the relationship has run its course and that people want to talk about discourse and there's none of that, but the relationship has run its course. And I believe that to be true. And Jimmy Garoppolo is going to go somewhere and be a starter and play well and probably sign a very lucrative deal to do that. So it is time to say goodbye to Jimmy Garoppolo and the 49ers. It was a good run, but onward everybody goes. So that's kind of was the conversation around quarterback, but the health of quarterback is the big thing. John Lynch also said he was in meetings where the league may be looking at ideas, the idea of allowing teams to have a third quarterback on the team with it, you know, not counting against the roster has been talked about before. So we're going to see how that all plays out because obviously the situation that happened in the NFC Championship game, not good for the 49ers, not good for the NFL. That's not the product that they want on the field. So those were a few things from the quarterback position. Basketball is back, and BetOnline remains your number one source for all your sports betting needs this season. You'll always find the latest odds, team matchup info, player news, and game trends at BetOnline. And as your continued source for all sports wagering information, BetOnline features live betting, free contests, and giveaways all season long. Always the fastest and easiest way to bet all your favorite sports and events, whether that's NFL, NBA, NHL, MMA, tennis, boxing, or even golf. Head to betonline.ag to join and receive your 50% welcome bonus with your first deposit. Make sure to use promo code BELIEVE, B-L-E-A-V, to receive your rewards. BetOnline, where the game starts. Also around quarterbacks, quarterbacks coach Brian Griese, who, as you guys know, I think is the greatest quarterbacks coach of all time because he went to the University of Michigan, but also he's a really good quarterbacks coach. You had Jimmy Garoppolo playing the best football of his career, most probably. before he got injured. You saw what he was able to do with Brock Purdy. That's Brian Griese. So good news for the 49ers is that Brian Griese will be back. It was a two-year deal, but John Lynch spoke about how, you know, his family is in Denver. This is Griese's family, and so that is difficult. But Brian Griese has thought about it. He will be back, and that is very good news for the 49ers and the quarterback position because, as John Lynch talked about and Kyle Shanahan had talked about this throughout the season, as had Brock Purdy, having someone who was a quarterback in the NFL has been really helpful for them just because he's been through it. And even with Brock Purdy, when he came in for the injured Jimmy Garoppolo, that was something that Brian Griese had dealt with his career, coming in young early in his career for an injured quarterback and kind of what that did. So it's been a really helpful thing for the 49ers, and I think they're happy to have him back on the staff. So that was a little news there. Some more news: safety Tashawn Gibson does want to play another year per John Lynch. He obviously did very well for San Francisco. So that is good news for them. And this kind of goes hand in hand with talking a little bit about Jimmy Ward, who it certainly is not a secret that Jimmy Ward did not love being moved to nickel. Lynch said that Kyle Shanahan remembers the conversation that Jimmy Ward referenced on his Instagram Live a little bit differently. Jimmy Ward says that Shanahan said to him, "Do you want to ride the bench?" And apparently Kyle Shanahan remembers that differently. But we'll see what happens with Jimmy Ward. I mean, the 49ers have a number of free agents, and I'll get into a little bit more of that in a moment. But John Lynch talked about how, you know, Jimmy Ward played really well and he was on the ball a lot, and he may have played so well, he may have outpriced himself for the 49ers. This was something that, of course, happened last year with DJ Jones and Laken Tomlinson. More on that in a minute. But John Lynch did talk about that. So it will be kind of interesting to see. My sense is that Jimmy Ward's time in San Francisco also may have come to an end, but we'll see. And I think Jimmy Ward's been pretty open. He really wants to go back to safety. And so there's also that, if there's a matter of whether or not that is something that would happen in San Francisco, especially with Tashawn Gibson wanting to play another year. If he is to come back to the 49ers, they seemed pretty happy with what they had going on at the position. So once again, I'll use my favorite term, time will tell. Mike McGlinchey is a very big free agent here for the 49ers, and one that most likely will not be back. We talked to John Lynch about that. I asked him specifically about, you know, last season, how there were players that they had to let go. I mentioned DJ Jones and Laken Tomlinson. They end up getting Mooney Ward and these tough decisions that you have to make. And he said with McGlinchey that he thinks he's going to be very coveted on the market. He thinks he's a tremendous right tackle. He said, despite some of the takes on Twitter, he feels him to be a tremendous right tackle. He said he puts him right behind like the Lane Johnsons of the NFL. And so should the market not be as high as maybe McGlinchey is hoping for, the 49ers are very interested, but it sounds like they are prepared to lose the right tackle because they just aren't going to be able to afford him. And that, of course, is the tough thing about the NFL. You can't keep everybody. And that obviously is a very difficult thing. So 49ers are prepared for that, and they are prepared to go on without him. Kind of some other interesting news. Robbie Gould is a free agent. That's not news. I think everybody knows that. Or if you didn't, you're welcome. There you go. Robbie Gould is a free agent. But John Lynch talked about how they will be looking at kickers here at the Combine. And, you know, I think for the 49ers, as incredible as Robbie Gould has been, good as gold, and as helpful he's been to this team, are they willing to spend that kind of money again on the kicker if they feel they may be able to draft somebody who is really good and has potential and can help the team? And it sounded like in his answer, and this is just me kind of dissecting and reading, but in his answer about Robbie Gould saying that they were going to look at kickers here at the Combine, it looks like they are open to letting the kicker go. So it will be interesting to kind of see how all of that plays out, no pun intended. But he's obviously been tremendous for San Francisco. But again, as I said, you can't keep everybody. John Lynch said, in terms of Nick Bosa extension talks, that's very early. They're very early in those discussions. He joked that he and Nick have talked about it in the parking lot. But, you know, other than that, they're very early in those discussions. We've seen with the 49ers over the years that these conversations, these things get done really right around the start of training camp. So I would imagine it will be a similar thing. The 49ers obviously want Nick Bosa. Nick Bosa wants to stay. And that is something the 49ers are obviously not going to let go. So I have no doubt they will get it done. It's just a little early in the process and to really have any update on that. He does not foresee the 49ers using a franchise tag this season. So there is that. That was a little bit of news there. Javon Kinlaw is someone that John Lynch mentioned the 49ers are still very excited about. And they are hoping that he is going into this offseason healthy. John Lynch mentioned that having a healthy offseason makes a big difference for a player. And we've seen that with other players over the years. So we'll see if that is, in fact, the case. Is he fully healthy? We'll see what happens with Javon Kinlaw. That is a tough one. This is a very big offseason for him because I do think no matter what John Lynch said on Tuesday, he really needs to prove to the 49ers that he can be effective, that he can be durable, and that he can help this team. And as Tim Kawakami and I talked about last week, he hasn't really proven that as of yet. So that will be an interesting one along that defensive line. He also talked about Drake Jackson, who'll be going into his second year. And he says that this is a big offseason for Drake Jackson to prove that he really is who they think he is. Now, John Lynch did say when Drake was in there, even limited snaps, he was always making a play, that he made about two plays a game, and there's something to be said for that. But, you know, I do think it's tough as a rookie, and we saw it with D'Amador Lenore going into his second season and the jump that he took. You come in, and it's a lot to get used to. It's a lot of change, and it's obviously very different than the college game, and it's a longer season and all of the things. So the 49ers seem confident that Drake Jackson will take a step forward, but I think that's going to be an important one for him, also an important offseason for him. I talked a little bit about cornerback Emmanuel Mosley, and I actually asked John Lynch how comfortable they are bringing him back as a starter, just given his injury history. He said the ACL was a clean ACL surgery. Everything looks good there. And he said, obviously, anything is far from done, and they really like Emmanuel Mosley, but that it's a clean ACL surgery, and he fits well in their system, and they like him as a person. So that's kind of what he had to say about that. You know, the free agency period does not start for a couple of weeks, and it's going to be a lot of stuff for the 49ers because they do have a number of free agents. They are going to have to let some guys go. They'll see who they can bring back, how they can get creative with the cap. They did have a little bit of news that they announced today after we talked to John Lynch. They extended the one-year tender to Juwan Jennings, who is an exclusive rights free agent. So the wide receiver of third and Juwan fame will be back with San Francisco in 2023. They officially announced long snapper Tabor Pepper's three-year contract extension. So that was some news for this Tuesday. And that's kind of what we got thus far for the 49ers. They are going to have about 10 picks in this draft. Those picks come later in the draft, the third round. I think we've seen the 49ers do very well in late rounds. George Kittle, Fred Warner, Elijah Mitchell, D'Amador Lenore, who took a big step. And of course, last, but certainly not least, even if he was picked last, Brock Purdy, who very well could be this team's franchise quarterback, which would really be something else now, wouldn't it? So that's kind of what I have for today from the NFL Combine. You guys, make sure you're following me on Twitter at 49ers Fangirl, on Instagram at Tracy Sandler for all photos, videos, all of your social media updates. And if you like what you heard today, and I certainly hope you did, please make sure you're subscribed to the pod. Please give me a 5-star review, please, or 5-star rating. Give me a solid review. I would really like it. I'll be back later in the week. And you guys, the Combine kind of kicks off 2023. So even though the Super Bowl was just a short 2.5 weeks ago, we are already gearing up for 2023. going to be a while before we see a game. But one thing about the NFL and the San Francisco 49ers specifically, they give us plenty to talk about. So make sure you're following along. Hope you enjoyed today's podcast, and I hope everybody has a great week. Bye, y'all.